Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 247 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com, a Pokemon Day edition. For those of you who watched it live with us, thank you. For those of you who are watching live now, thank you. For those of you listening, thank you. This was a pretty exciting day. If you're new to the show, let me just run through some business real quick. This is a show all about Pokemon, obviously. Every Monday, you can watch it live. Today is Tuesday, so we are doing the show a little bit off kilter, but, you know, whatever. If you find the show and just know that new episodes don't come out on Tuesdays, they come out on Mondays. You can watch it live on Facebook, Twitch, and X, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on those Mondays. And I'm one of your hosts, Jim. That's Megan. That's Christian. We love Pokemon. Here we go. Now, if you're new to the world of Pokemon-ish, right? Like, look, this show is a show for lifelong fans. This is a show for new fans and everyone kind of in between. Every year, the Pokemon Company puts on what is called Pokemon Day. Pokemon Day is February 27th. They've been doing this for 10 years at this point? Ish?
Yeah, ish around there.
Ish, where usually we get a bunch of really, you know, they are like, if you watch the Nintendo Directs, where usually game announcements and updates and things like that. But Pokemon Day is usually the day we get the goods. They hold a number of other Pokemon Directs over the course of the year. But the Pokemon Day one, that's the one to tune in for. We got a number of good updates. And a really big, big announcement that we really actually still don't have much information on just yet. Pokemon Legends.
I have been told that the press release is coming. So as soon as I get it, I will read it.
It is here. ZA. Maybe just
Pokemon Z-A Legends. Is the official
name. Z-A. Because why make it simple, right?
Yeah, it's Pokemon. Things are never simple.
I don't understand. All of the rumors you read prior to today. Bupkis, nothing, nada.
Nope.
So, you know, say what you will about that. So I guess we can kind of just start from the top a little bit. New raids coming to Scarlet and Violet. Terror raids for Venusaur, Blastoise, and Charizard. And so we'll have the more information on that. I think they said this week.
Starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow. So you'll be able to take those on. The tomorrow being Wednesday, the February 28th, is when you'll be able to kind of partake in those. So that'll be exciting for those of you still playing Scarlet and Violet. But so that was there. And then we kind of went into the world of... Pokemon Go come next? I literally can't read my notes. I wrote a bunch of notes and I freaking can't read them. Pokemon Go, where a bunch of Scarlet and Violet, Horizons. The Horizons, we're getting Pikachu with Sailor Cat Pikachu and a number of other, all of your favorite Pokemon with hats will be included in this. But if you take special pictures, or if you take snapshots, the main characters, Liko and Roy, yes, will pop into the frame as you take pictures there. And then obviously a bunch of Scarlet and Violet stuff there as well. Let's go through, before we actually go a little bit too far down the road, let's actually just kind of talk about impressions on the announcement slate as a whole. Megan, you wanna jump in, or I can kick this off?
It is not the Pokemon fandom if we do not set ourselves up for failure every time. We would not be Pokemon fans if we did not do that. You know, the slate was only like 12, you know, 13 minutes long for the video today. So obviously we knew that timing was going to be condensed for the amount of rumors that were swirling about what could be announced and what people wanted announced. Obviously, I'm gutted that I did not get my precious Pokemon Puzzle League comeback. But, you know, I'll say in general, this was just kind of, it was a steady lull until like the last 5 minutes.
Well, I think that's what it was, right? I think it was a ton of anticipation for what the big announcement was going to be.
Right.
Plus, I think it's one of those things where because we didn't get the announcement of a Switch 2 or whatever, like we weren't really sure what direction that they were going to go in. And obviously, and I think the other thing that we weren't really sure we were going to get was up until this point, we have, as far as console games really go, we have gotten the mainline game, and then we got Let's Go, and that was the first of the kind of diverging path of the console games. And then we got a Legends. Then we got Legends Arceus.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing is, which one were we going to get? If not a mainline game, because we didn't get the Switch 2 announcement or whatever, which one of the others, and or the other option, a totally new game, which one would we have gotten? And it looks like Legends is probably going to be the second mainline alternate for the regular games. As opposed
I am so glad that after like 20 some years, we finally have like a secondary mainline game franchise for the Pokemon games.
Yeah,
just saying.
Yeah, no, I think you're totally right. And look, and honestly, I think, when you kind of look at it and you think about it a little bit, Legends is, I will comment, really, Jim, is to a pattern. I wouldn't say it's a pattern, but like,
I wanted to say
this is
too.
If this is a road we're going to go down, and we're going to get like, because look, inevitably, if you just do remakes, right? Like if you just do Let's Go, whatever, you're just getting the same game. With the Legends games, you get to expand on the lore that the world has built. And I think people would much rather that than just necessarily a straight up remake of something. Like, look, and I say this, if you've listened to this show long enough, I cannot extol how much I love Let's Go, right? But Let's Go has a ceiling, right? Like, because when it comes to the remakes, you either get a Let's Go or you get whatever the heck the Diamond and Pearl remakes were. And we can all agree, unless you were a diehard fan of those were garbage, right? So we don't want those. If we're going to get remakes, we want the Let's Go thing. But again, right? Like, I think, look, 2 is not a pattern, but 2 is the start of one. So that's my rant. That's my, like, thing on that. Like, I'm excited that, like, that is coming. And look, I think even, like, and we'll go through some of the other ones as we kind of go down the list. I think there were a lot of really fun updates for the most part. You know, I think one of the bigger surprises, right? Like, we kind of joke about Pokemon Sleep here on, we don't joke about it. I think, you know, Christian is very much into it. I know a lot of the audience is very much into it, but I think, but the question has kind of always been lurking in our head. Like, well, you know, what are they going to add? When are they going to add? How are they going to add? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, for them to just go straight to the legendary cats, I'm all here for that. I like that.
I mean,
I just can't imagine. I just don't know what that video was pretty great, where it was just like, okay, you got the Raikou running around, and that dude saw the Raikou in his room and was like, oh, this ain't good.
No, I mean, like, here's the thing. How do you differentiate between, like, oh, friend or sleep paralysis human? Like, I said that in the live stream. I was like, legitimately, if I just woke up and I was just like bebopping in the morning, and yeah, I look right off to the side of my bed and I see a massive creature that looks mythical, you know, around like a Pokemon, I'd, for a second, I'd be like, cool, yeah, no, the Grim Reaper has come to take me.
Oh, also, they didn't announce this in the direct, but I went to Pokemon.com just to see if we would be able to find some news. Not the case. Actually, no, I lied. It took me to Pokemon Center for whatever autofill. That there was a Gengar Haunter Ghastly promo thing that was being teased last week. It is a statue of the three of them, which is actually a pretty cool looking one.
It looks pretty sick.
Let me go to actual Pokemon.com and not Pokemon Center so I can see if we have. No, the news isn't even up there yet either. Oh, but also in the news, I also saw this. I was following Sarah Nadacheny, that Mega, the not Lego people, are they're putting out their an Ash figure, first time in a long time that Ash has gotten like a figure of some sort. And so you can build Ash and all of his blocky glory with a Pikachu, of course.
I was at Target pre-Pokemon Day, and I did not know that Mega had created pixel art canvas pieces for Pokemon. So you can make basically pixel sprite art of the original Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, and Pikachu. It's like these little clear standees, and it comes with little like small square little mega blocks that you create. Really? Just a flat sprite kit. They look amazing. They're about $20 a pop. They're pretty big. I bought Pikachu because, of course, I'm a sucker for this. And I said, you know, it's all in the vein of content, because once I build this, I can show it on the podcast.
Oh, hold on, Richard. I'm going to drop this to you in Slack. Pull it up. This is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, these are really awesome. I'm a sucker.
It's 400 pieces.
Yeah, it's meaty. It's a meaty little thing to build. But I'm very excited to build this. So I have Pikachu. I had to go hunt it down because Target had a whole Pokemon Day like anniversary display where I went in Nashville. I was like, what is happening now?
If you want to come to Murfreesboro, there's plenty ready to pick up within 2 hours. Look at that. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
They're really cool. They're really, really nice. And so they have Pikachu, and then they have the three Gen 1 starters. They have Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle that you can do currently. And you can get all four and mount them as they show in this image. They look really crisp, and obviously they're mountable, so you can have them on a stand or you could hang them.
Put a really, really cool colored LED behind them and like those.
I've already got some lights, like some LED lights that I'm going to be putting in there. But I am a huge fan of this. I'm a sucker for like the Lego pixel art that they've done, like where you can Marvel or Star Wars, or they have one for Beetle. They're like the Beatles or something. I think they have Disney as well at this point. So now
that's really cool. I mean, look, we were just talking last week. I love those pixel pins.
Uh-huh.
Those are my favorite. Oh yeah, no, look at that. Semantics just dropped a photo in here, I will send this to you, Richard, to pull up of the... Oop. Nope, that's not going to let me do it. Hold on. Hold, please. I will get this. Copy and paste. There you go, Richard.
I do have the descriptions of both new games that were announced.
Oh, okay. It came in.
Yes. All we have for Pokemon Legends Z-A is that Pokemon Legends Z-A, an ambitious new entry to the Pokemon video game series, will be released simultaneously worldwide on Nintendo Switch in 2025, which makes it sound like we're getting Pokemon Legends Z and Pokemon Legends A. An exciting new adventure awaits players within Lumio City, where an urban development plan is underway to shape the city into a place that belongs to both people and Pokemon. So, that's all we got. We do have the trailer, which is 2 minutes. They have launched the Pokemon Legends ZA game. And like I said, I am thinking that ZA means releasing simultaneously worldwide could also mean that not two games. It could just mean
it could mean two
coming systems out everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Switch and Switch 2.
Yeah. Let's see here. Yeah. It says a new video game.
That's kind of where my head was at.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So never mind. That was just me reading too much into it. So the Pokemon trading card game Pocket, which, you know, they did flesh out a little bit better, but it's a new app that reimagines the experience of collecting Pokemon TCG cards in an innovative digital format. In Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket, players will be able to enjoy the thrill of opening booster packs and collecting cards, showcasing special visual effects unique to this digital adaptation of the Pokemon TCG. Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket introduces immersive cards, which give players the experience of leaping into the world of the card's illustration, providing a whole new way to enjoy the Pokemon TCG. Players will be able to open two booster packs every day at no cost, including cards with nostalgic illustrations, as well as new cards found only in the app, which is a big deal. In addition, players will be able to engage in quick battles featuring streamlined rules based on the classic Pokemon TCG battle system. It's developed in collaboration with Creatures Inc., the creators of the Pokemon TCG, and DNA, that's how they say it, the partners in development of Pokemon Masters EX. Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket will launch in 2024 as a free to start app for iOS and Android.
Oh yeah, free to start.
Free to start.
Highlight, well, underline.
I'm sure that they will, if you want to buy more.
Yeah, you'll have, you know, there'll be microtransactions.
Yeah, microtransactions. And it would not shock me if they also have a like card limit, like how many cards or how many decks you can have.
Do you think they will maybe include a, maybe on the back of the code card for TCG Live, include a code for this?
I know that's a good,
because I feel like that could hurt it if it doesn't.
So there's a couple things to keep in mind. They're clearly chasing after the digital. So, right. You know, you there made a joke about how it's like Pokemon NFTs. And while they're not doing NFTs, and I can't stress right. that enough, it's their digital trading. They're digital yeah. trading cards, similar to how Upper Deck
has a bunch of these for, for Star Wars, and
they're really popular. They're insanely popular.
I mean, I've seen some rare cards. People are selling these rare digital cards, like they're selling them on eBay, kind of thing, right? And so, like, it's just kind of wild. This is, I think it was only a matter of time. The trading aspect is probably one of the biggest things, because you can't trade on Trading Card Game Live, right?
I don't think you can.
Right. And so I think that's really what is going to be the key driver to this. This is more a collecting app, less a gameplay app, whereas Trading Card Game Live is a gameplay
app, sure.
less of a collecting app. So yeah, but also gambling. So
yeah, this can be a problem for like people who really, whether responsibly or irresponsibly, invest in like the kind of gacha model of gaming. this could be dangerous. I'm curious to see how the market kind of holds up in terms of viability, demand, you know, as
I apologize to all the parents in advance when all of a sudden they've got $200 charges on their
Let's iTunes just say account. Before this app comes out, lock down whatever
lock down purchases if you have young children.
Yeah, lock down whatever you need to do. They get two free a day, I think it said, but that's it.
Right.
At that point, that's coming out of chore money.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, let's go back to Pokemon Legend Z for a second. Z to A, as opposed
can I
to
just start referring to it as Pokemon Za.
Pokemon Za. Pokemon Za is makes it sound like we're getting like a Pokemon pizza game.
Which I'm also here for.
Yeah, the trailer was interesting in the sense that it looked like it had a bit of the ancient vibe. And then went super futuristic and then kind of comes back to, you know, a lot of, you know, pen on ink or ink on paper stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, I can only imagine, yeah, you know, the speculation will run wild on that.
Yeah. It was very interesting for them to kind of do a promo as like an architectural draft, like with all the kind of, you know, building lines and everything. It doesn't have to be said, but I am number one Pokemon Legends proponent on this show, so I'm ready. Whatever they want to do, I'm in. Day one. I'm happy to be excited about a Pokemon game. It's been too long.
Now, we're going to have to watch it again, but there were a bunch of Pokemon that were not.
That was the first big tease. That, you know, this wasn't the like Unova game was. Mm-hmm. they started showcasing several Pokemon species that were, I mean, they were Kalos Pokemon.
Sure.
You know, so here's the thing. I can talk now a little bit because I got the big article out of the way. So Pokemon Legends ZA is going to be interesting because there is a lot of underdeveloped lore that surrounds the Kalos region. And, mm-hmm. you know, the actual title references that. We had a character called Az or AZ that was this 3,000-year-old immortal human tied to an ancient war that, you know, created weapons that could destroy continents. And there, you know, he existed in the background of this game. He showed up a couple of times. He talked about how he missed his Floette, and they never really did anything with that. They never explained how Zygarde, fit into the lore of the Kalos region. They never released the internal flower Floette, which was this special version of Floette, and they kind of just skipped over it, and they decided to do, you know, Sun versus Moon and Sun and Moon instead. So there's a few, you know, really interesting things that they can do with it, which is why I think, yeah, it's eternal, not internal. And you know, there's a couple of really interesting things that they could do here. The key is that this seems to be built around the development of Lumio City. We saw that how, you know, that's what the game is going to be all about. We will probably get exploration into the different regions of Kalos, which should be interesting because I mean there are some cool regions of the Kalos, you know, mm-hmm. games. They're just, you know, it was a little bit underbaked, I felt, because they were trying to do so much with that game. But we could get a lot of cool new things. Like they had Pokemon XY had flying battles in it. Not only does it have Mega Evolution, we could get more Mega Evolutions. I think everyone is going to expect that we're going to get new Mega Evolutions. So like I said, there's
maybe this time they'll be a little bit more humane.
Just the terrific. They're actually going to reveal in this one that Z moves are also painful to your Pokemon.
Oh, geez.
So it's like, it's really fascinating because it was really clear that when Pokemon X and Y came out, they fully intended to release another game in, you know, the Kalos region. And then suddenly they're just like, no, we're doing Sun and Moon instead. And here's Zygarde. He just shows up. And that was like it. That was all we got for Zygarde. It was like, oh yeah, Zygarde's a dog. And people were like, what? Oh yeah, and Zygarde's a worm. And people were like, okay, I mean, yeah, sure. And then like, oh, and Zygarde is actually a Gundam. And people are like, excuse me? What is up with this Pokemon? And it's like, we are giving it no explanation, no context within the Pokemon lore, nothing. So like I said, there's a lot of like cool things that they could just easily pick up on, but it does not appear to be the Kalos War that was talked about, because that was like 3,000 years in the past. Mm-hmm. And obviously this game appears to be like early 1900s, which is also equally interesting.
Yeah.
So
I have to imagine we will get information about that stuff through the game, unless they decide like we get a second version of this game that goes back even further. And then we get that.
I can't wait that till we get the so one of the best parts about Kalos is they have like standing stones, and it turns out it was an ancient Pokemon graveyard, and it's just like, hey, yes, give me more creepy standing stones. Like, I want to go and do battles and standing stones against ghost Pokemon. Let me fight against the ghosts of dead soldiers of an ancient war.
It's less French Renaissance and more French Revolution.
Man, we're going to get Mega Evolutions of the Bacon Bird and, you know, the Fairy Deer. That's going to be freaking awesome. Can you just imagine?
Well, so let's talk about some game mechanics that maybe we... It's way too early to tell, but we love wild speculation anyway. But, like... Arceus brought a bunch of mechanics to the table that, you know, inevitably a good chunk of it ended up in Scarlet and Violet, but also looked like that they were mechanics that also came from Let's Go. And so I wonder, are there things from Scarlet and Violet that you think may make it into this that they kind of beef up and upgrade?
Well, I think that they're going to continue on like the whole like sneaking up on Pokemon thing, which, you know, technically isn't Scarlet. I think that if you're looking for things that the Pokemon company could flash, like bring into this new game, look to the DLC is what I would say. Any new stuff that we got. So I it would not surprise me. And just based on this whole like this, you know, we want the Lumiose City. You know, we're trying to shape the city into a place that belongs to both people and Pokemon. It would not surprise me if we can walk around as our Pokemon in our game. That was a feature that people seemed to really like in the DLC. Nobody did anything with it. And the game, it's like a totally optional thing in the game. It's just like, oh yeah, by the way, if you want to walk around as your Pokemon, go and walk around as your Pokemon. But that wouldn't surprise me.
Do you think they will give the Pokemon guns in this game?
I think there will be a survival mechanic.
I don't know. It depends on how heavily they're going to lean into the Les Mis aspect of things.
Yeah.
It's going to be a barricade. Like, what is that going to look like?
I was trying to make a bad Pal World joke, but that's fine.
No, like I said, make it just go full on survival. They actually, that's why this game is not coming out until 2025. It is specifically so that they can take advantage. They just scrapped whatever they were doing with Pokemon Legends. Like,
so no major that means no major release this year.
No major release this year. Yep. Well,
unless maybe we get Mystery Dungeon or Puzzle League. You know, sometime
it would not surprise me. It would not surprise me if they did something with that.
Look,
that, we, like, you know, like get, some get sort of extra money. Spinoff game.
Yes, Megan.
I'm just saying, look, make Puzzle League, get money off of me. It's that simple.
Or what they could do is they could announce an official collaboration with the company that uses PAL World and swap out all the PAL Worlds, the PALs, with their Pokemon equivalents. And, you know, just go that. Go.
You know, there is a timeline out there where that does happen.
You know, if the Pokemon company has enough cash, so they could just straight up say,
they could just WCW it, right? Just take it and put it out of its misery.
Palworld released a patch yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. But I don't think there was anything. Whatever. Anyway, General Code makes a, you know, brings a good point. Like, I kind of want the story to be in the future. Look, I love when we get the more futuristic stuff. And so I'm kind of hoping that we're expecting this game to take place a bit in the past, that there is also, I would like to believe that there may be some form of time travel in this, in some instance. If not time travel, then like at least like flash forwards or some. I mean, I don't know how they'd make it work, but I also too love the more futuristic aspects of this world than I do necessarily the old timey historical stuff.
So one other just way too early speculation thing. So going back to Pokemon Legends, if you take a look at the like logo, so the Z very clearly relates to Zygarde. There is that A features like a distinctive, like almost like leaf design. And that is almost certainly a new Pokemon because that does not look like anything I recognize.
Now I'm trying to pull it up. Oh, it does have it's very avatar.
I thought it was like, is that like almost like an ogre pond type thing? Because it's got like legs and stuff like that. I just like the grass type like revival that we seem to be getting here.
I guess we can go through some of the other news. The Pokemon Unite news we kind of already knew about. And so, Mirrodon, Phalanx, and Cerulege joining the roster soon.
Yeah, we knew about all that. It's still pretty cool. It'll be really interesting to see what they do with Phalanx.
Yeah, I mean, I love Phalanx. And I know, and ultimately, I will just be disappointed when he gets into to Unite, I'm sure. So, but all in all, like I said, like, you know, we got the updates we knew we were going to get from the various games. And I think those were a bit on the mess side. More than ever, I am convinced that I think we will probably get a summertime announcement for a fall holiday release. And I think it will be, you know, like a Pokemon Snap or something like a smaller game. Cause I mean, look, I'm all for Game Freak taking whatever extra time that they need to get Legends out and whatever. Like, we've said time and time again, as much as we would love a new Pokemon game every year, like, we don't need a new Pokemon game every year. I do think that the Pokemon company is probably wanting to get a new game out sooner than later, just because, I mean, look, Scarlet and Violet is still doing well, but right, there's the excitement around that seems to be pretty whatever. So we're now we can be excited about Legends. But I do think that they, unless they don't put something out for the holiday season, but that feels like that's not something they would do.
I don't know. Maybe this is a bold new era for them.
I mean, maybe.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I wonder, they said that the trading card game thing, that is mobile only, right? Or have they not said? Because I wonder, like, that feels like something that you, it has to be. Yes. I think all the mechanics.
iOS and Android.
Yeah. Because one of those things where, like, you know, we're with Unite and Cafe Remix, like, those are games that they were able to kind of port over to. I it's called Pocket. I get it. But it feels like something that you could put on the Switch just for whatever. And speaking of put on the Switch, I was really hoping we would get some virtual console stuff, but I guess they're going to virtual console stuff truly feels now it is in a glass case on the wall of the Pokemon Company, and it is do not break in case of emergency.
Oh, for sure.
Announcement. And I'm convinced unless things start to go terribly, terribly wrong for the Pokemon Company, we ain't getting that until the end of time.
Yep.
Well, General Code says a virtual console would be for a Nintendo Direct. Maybe, but the Pokemon Company likes to make their own announcements on their stuff, so. So I guess we're never going to see that.
I don't know. Maybe they'll save it for when they're trying to like sunset the Switch and bring in the new console. They'll just bring like a little tease. You never know.
I mean, I hope so. From your lips to God's ears, Megan.
Truly, truly. Somebody's listening to this podcast and making my dreams come true. So it's happened before.
Comrade DBD in the chat brings up a pretty good point. I literally don't have time for Pocket as well as Live, a bit of Go, TCG, and Switch. I think, like I said, like I think the Pocket is really geared. That's a different audience, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely geared towards a younger.
Right, and like we kind of broke it up in a sense where Live is is the game you want to play if you want to play the card game. Pocket is really a collecting app that happens to have some gameplay in.
It's an keep in mind, it's also an entry level game. Like, you know, Pokemon right. Trading yeah. Card Game Live, like the it is a great thing to do to if you are already an established Pokemon trading card game player. If you are in it to play the game, that is the right. app for you. Pokemon yeah. Trading Card Game Pocket is very much an entry point for the Pokemon TCG, and it is very much a way to get people who literally just buy the cards to buy the cards to play the game.
Yeah, and I think Pocket probably gets the same amount of time and attention in your normal day-to-day stuff as Sleep does, right? Like, if you're only going to do open 2 packs a day just to see what you get and whatever, and like, you know, pull the slot machine lever, see what you get, spin the roulette wheel, whatever, then like that's all you need to do, right? Like, and then if you I think the other thing that we really haven't we don't know is how much of this game is going to use the art from the physical cards, mm-hmm. right? Because I think like where Live is like those are one-to-one digital reproductions of the physical cards. And it looked like there were a bunch of cards that obviously we have seen before in the Pocket trailer. But there were also some cards we hadn't seen before in those. And I almost wonder what are they going to do with the like those secret arts, right? Where like they're like immersive experience and things like that. Now look, I think it's still too early to tell on if and when there will be much crossover in the between the apps. I really hope there is, because I think like that, then it brings up a whole discussion on like physical media versus digital media, right? Where, you know, your Pokemon cards, if you've got your base set sitting around somewhere, you can take those and go wherever you want. With TCG Live, I mean, they let you bring, like, obviously it was tied to your Pokemon account, so they let you bring whatever your digital collection was that you've been able to amass using the digital code cards, you know, with you with the new game. And so it does feel weird in a sense that, like, there is now a new trading card game ecosystem. But I think that is just kind of the nature of, you know, what these things are and what, you know, what they can become. As MS says, I dislike that Pokemon jumped in the NFT bandwagon. It's not NFT in the sense that you're not going to own a one of one or a whatever, right? And like I said, what Topps does with Star Wars, and I think Upper Deck has a digital card collecting thing. Like, there's like, yes, you could, like, yes, you know, I made the joke earlier that, like, I've seen people selling these digital cards for actual money on the thing, but like, people do that with all, like, with all kinds of stuff, right? And so, you know, there are people selling World of Warcraft items on eBay, and like, that stuff aren't like that, those aren't NFTs either. And so you know, this isn't really like, it feels like an NFT thing, because NFT is kind of, I think, ruined what the digital trading card game experience kind of could be for a little bit. Like, there still is that stink because of the MetaZoos of the world and, you know, all of, you know, the Logan Paul shenanigans, the crypto zoo, whatever, right? I don't think this is that. This is a mobile game designed to get people to, you know, get their dopamine hits opening some packs. Maybe they get something rare, maybe they don't, and things like that. And so it'll be interesting to see what comes of it. I mean, at the very least, I'm probably going to open my two packs a day and see what I get from there. There's my tirade on Pocket. General Code, Jim, Megan, Christian, are you guys disappointed they didn't announce a new spinoff or remake? I mean, I think we kind of got both in a sense.
We got kind of all wrapped in together. So
yeah.
No, I'm not disappointed, because they kind of mashed the two together.
Right, because like I said, in my mind, like, this is a spinoff of X and, you know, X and Y, and I think, and it all comes kind of down to what I was talking before. I think Legends now is the new secondary mainline game that we get on the alternate years of the regular Pokemon games. So. All right. Well, I think we've just about wrung the rag for all that we could out of today's Pokemon Day extravaganza. Christian, you want to hit us with a Pokemon fact of the week? Are you ready? Do I need to give you time? Do I have to stop?
Yes. No, I literally have it up right now. Well, I don't have it up now, but I know what it is. So we're talking about the Bidoo line. Fun fact about Bidoo, and this kind of follows one of my favorite strings of Pokemon, you know, facts. Is that Bidoo is officially the Pokemon that has gone the longest without a Pokemon card. It has not gotten a Pokemon card since, I'm pulling up the set. I believe it's like 2008.
Wow.
So let me.
But wait, but does that mean? But I feel like we've gotten Rosalia and Rosalia.
Yeah, we definitely have.
Oh, we haven't gotten a Bidoo card.
Yeah, so Bidoo has not been released since the very unfortunately named set Stormfront.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so there we go. There we go.
That's the Bidoo into Rosalia and Roserade is one of those, like, Bidoo feels like a baby Pokemon. Not a base in an evolutionary line. It feels more like a baby than anything else.
It is a baby.
Is it?
It is a baby Pokemon.
Oh.
It is classified as a baby Pokemon.
Oh, well, then I'm stupid. Never mind. Ignore me.
Yep. So that's why it feels very much like a baby. Because that's why it feels like a baby. It is It is one.
All right. Let me see. Okay. I'm going to check really quick to see if we got any new reviews. Oh, I think we did. All right, here we go. If you would like to support the show in any way, head on over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. If we read your review on the air and you email if you email PokemonPodCB@gmail.com, we will send you a logo sticker in the mail that you can put on whatever. You could also answer the Q&A over on Spotify. I'll check that in a second. But this one comes from Pokemanticore on iTunes. Who's that podcast? I know a lot of people with autism who love Pokemon, myself included. On my phone, I have Pokemon Shuffle and Go, where I'm a level 41 Team Instinct with a shiny Entei, Therian form Thundurus, and Tapu Fini. I am currently shiny hunting in Let's Go Pikachu. I can't wait for Gen 5 remakes. Well, you're probably going to have to wait a little bit longer. I'm sorry. They would be called Ivory White and Ebony Black, or just Gray. Also, if Megan doesn't have Gengar Squishmallow, he's got one for you. My question for the three of you is, what Pokemon would you want to have as a therapy animal?
Therapy animal.
I kind of love this question.
That's great. I mean, the obvious answer is, the obvious answer would be Furfru, because it's a dog.
I mean, for me, I'm going to say either Wooloo, because that's cuddly little buddy, or something with Eevee or something that has a little bit more, you know.
Eevee feels like it would be a pretty good.
Or Growlithe, either two.
Yep. I was going to say Yamper, probably.
Yamper,
For therapy animal. And then honestly, like probably Bidoof, but I think Bidoof is probably a little bit too wild to really be one. So, because just, I mean, it sounds like it would be a great one, but also, I don't know. Maybe it may be too wild. It's like wanting to have a squirrel or something as a therapy pet. Let me see if we had any on Spotify lately. Nope, doesn't look like it. Okay. So that is it for the show, folks. Appreciate you for watching along live with us. If you watched along live, we appreciate you for sticking around for our discussion afterwards. If you watched it live into that, it's a bit earlier than we normally do it. So thank you. And otherwise, if you're listening to this after the fact, let us know what your thoughts are on the Pokemon Day announcements. Let us know what your thoughts are on Pokemon Legends Za, as where I think we're going to coin it now, thanks to Megan. And the best way to do that is to get involved on our Discord. The Discord link you can find in the episode description, the podcast description, and we have it posted. We have the link posted as a pinned post over on X at PokemonPodCB is our user handle there. If you want to continue the conversation with us on social media, you can find me at Jim Viscardi. Megan is at Megan Peter CB, and Christian is at C Hoffer C Bus. Until next week, folks, we'll be back to your regular time Mondays. So we'll catch you there. May you have all the shiny luck. Get in on all those raids in Scarlet and Violet for the 3 starter Evos. And we'll catch you next week, folks. See ya.